Behold, this only have I found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Ecclesiastes 7:29. God versus the imagination of man. Solomon said, of making many books, there is no end. Ecclesiastes 12:12. The truth of which is self-evident. The authority of any given religion depends upon its origin. That is, who determines truth. If the origin is purely human, then no one is under any obligation to even take notice. The opinions of any man or group of men are of no more authority than those of any other men. Though man's religions may appear logical and appear to be founded upon reasonable grounds, they are still the product of the human mind. What is mankind to do with all of the varied religions? Buddhism, Hinduism, Confucianism, Taoism, or Islam? Moses himself dealt with a variety of gods and or goddesses, each of which were proven to be false and unable to endure the judgment of God. When the Apostle Paul surveyed the city of Athens, Luke says his spirit was provoked within him as he beheld the city full of idols, Acts 17:16. Of all of these idols, it is easy to see how cultures will endeavor to not offend any of the gods by attempting to recognize them all. So it was in Athens, where they had an altar with this inscription to an unknown god. What's interesting about the scene in Athens is the response the Apostle Paul elicited from a portion of his hearers, saying, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, Acts 17:32. There was every conceivable god in the city, and they mocked concerning the resurrection and the one true God who made the world and all things therein, Acts 17:24. The Apostle Peter, in his second epistle, said, knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. 2 Peter 3:3-4. Solomon said, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. But mankind keeps on following after paths of their own devices, and though God made man upright, they have sought out many inventions. If you are still leaning in the direction of idolatry, keep in mind that no god which you devised in your own mind and to whom you dictated the conditions of your well-being will ever be able to provide more than being a paperweight at best, but an eternal millstone around your neck at the end. The Apostle Peter revealed this one great truth to which it would behoove mankind to heed, saying, and in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved. Acts 4:12. That name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Verse 10. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jeremiah saying, O Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23.